COVID has been rising lately, and the positivity rate in testing is showing that. Yesterday, state figures say there were 271 new cases locally and 4 deaths on Saturday. The positivity rate on tests was 3.3% on Thursday, 4.3% on Friday, and 4.8% on Saturday. Governor Cuomo told the ABC TV program This Week with George Stephanopoulos the outlook is bad.
We're coming up to the worst 2 months, I think, that we may have seen vis-a-vis COVID. You see the numbers going crazy all across this country, all across the globe. The scientists said this was going to happen, and you're seeing it in the fall with the cold coming back. And we're going to have a long 2 months.
The governor says Joe Biden's inauguration is too far in the future to affect what happens. And he says states which have been denying the virus will face the worst futures. There's COVID all around. Niagara University is grappling with dozens of new cases in fewer than 10 days. Associate Vice President for Public Relations Tom Burns says the school has been pushing hard for safety and students have been cooperating. And this appears to be the classic issue of community spread,
but also out in the community. They're, you know, they're working in the community. They, a number of our students commute back and forth every day, and you know, so beyond, they're not bubbled. So we know that is certainly how this thing can spread at times. So our students have been doing all the right things.
Students will go home for Thanksgiving and won't return until the start of next semester at the end of January. And there will be no spring break, just 4 days off, scattered through the semester. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.